Olds, the Mountain View Film Group, MVFG, has restarted after a two-year hiatus, due to COVID-19 restrictions. They've chosen an initial four films to be shown once a month at the Mayfair Cinema over the next 4 months, September through December. Then they'll choose another four for January through April. The first film will be shown September 18th. They always have two screenings, one at 11:30 a.m. and another at 3 p.m. The September 18th film is Peace by Chocolate. It's a show about some immigrants to Antigonish, N.S., an Arab family, MVFG spokesman Ross DeBrusson said during an interview. The film is in English, but based on a true story about how they established, in the small town, Antigonish, a chocolate shop. The tension was the son wanted to be a doctor. The family needed him to help with the chocolate shop, and so that's part of the story. But I saw in the trailer that the town actually raised funds to help them open this shop, and it's terrifically successful. DeBrusson says MVFG has a dedicated, enthusiastic audience. He noted that the group is on the Toronto International Film Festival circuit. As such, they receive amazing films that wouldn't necessarily run, be a mass audience thing in the theaters, but might be of interest. Once they've been shown in Olds, the MVFG passes them on down the circuit to places like Innisfail and Sylvan Lake and Red Deer. We've had certain shows that have sold out the theater, he said. They do include films that have subtitles, but DeBrusson stressed they limit that to one subtitled film. We've had some wonderful British films and Canadian films, and yeah, we've had very good luck, DeBrusson said. We have a group of about 10 people and we got together. We did our first meeting in 2 years, in about mid-August. We look at the trailers and we look at the summaries and we look at the Rotten Tomatoes to see what the critics say and the audience say. And then we make our determination, based on all of that, he added. We're able to show more interesting and diverse films than the people who have to worry about making the big bucks. There's usually lots of seating available during the screenings, so viewers can space themselves pretty far apart if there's concern over social distancing, he said.